Time for some comedy. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you just taking a sip of something then?
I very much enjoyed your new rendition of that song. That was good.
Yeah, sorry. We're not very good singers here. Chris Norton Walker is a comedian. He's coming to the city on Sunday to play as part of the Cambridge Fringe Festival. I've come across quite a few comedians in my life, and generally they're not morning people.
I'm very much not a morning person either. I drove home from Brighton fairly late at the Brighton Festival last night. So, this is very early for me. I chose a comedy career very much not to do this. But, no, I'm with you guys today, and I'll be with you guys on Sunday as well in lovely city of Cambridge. It'll be sunny for an entire hour, basically.
Hopefully it'll still be sunny on Sunday. So what's it like being... I mean, it's not easy being a comedian, is it? Because, as you say, you have to do a lot of travelling around. It's a lot of late nights, and some gigs go well and some gigs don't go well. And at some points, I know it's well documented that some comedians, you know, you're driving home on those long journeys home after a gig that hasn't gone particularly well, and you kind of assess your life and wonder, you know, maybe whether it's worth it. But how's your career going so far? Do you go through those moments as well?
That's a very deep question to begin with.
It's a serious question, isn't it? What?
The word going on as well. I don't know which one to answer first. Certainly, people often say that comedy is not an easy thing to do, but when it goes well and you make an entire room full of people laugh, and everybody's your friend afterwards, then it's one of the best things you can really do.
Yeah.
Certainly, when you turn around and don't make an entire room of people laugh, it's not one of the best things to do. I often describe it a little bit like being like a brain surgeon, maybe, or being a little bit like a funeral director. It seems a scary thing to do. It seems one of those things that people kind of shy away from. Mm. But actually, the more you do it, the more you get used to it, and the more it just becomes part of who you are.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this for?
So I've been doing this for about 8 years, kind of going all around the country. I've also gigged in Europe and the United States as well.
Cool.
Yeah, it says you've been to LA and you've got high praise. I've been reading all about you, and says that you could inject atmosphere into a vacuum. You're obviously a gag writer as well. You've done some TV stuff. Mm-hmm. This is really bigging you up on here. It says you're very, very sharp. So your show that you're doing in Cambridge is called Unexpected Item in the Gagging Area, is that right?
Yep. Tell us about strange things I found whilst shopping.
Shopping online or just shopping?
So it's Facebook Marketplace. I don't know if you're aware of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yes.
Weird and wonderful things that I found. So my show on Sunday in the Boathouse at 10 o'clock will be a mixture of kind of one-liners and some very bizarre things I have found on Facebook Marketplace.
Brilliant. So when you play gigs in America, it's obviously a very different audience. I mean, how do you alter your material, or how does it go down? Because they don't know about Facebook Marketplace, do they, or do they?
So very much like a boring way. It's all about just kind of framing what you do. So over in America, they don't have kind of the regional things that we do, so we kind of take those things out. But it's also that they think that our piece are horrible and disgusting. They think that we all know the Queen and that we drink tea. So we've just got to play up those three things. They absolutely love it.
And so the material that you're going to be talking about, do the audience get involved at all? I mean, how does it work in your show?
Well, I try not for them to get involved, but often they do. So kind of weird and wonderful things happen during the show.
Oh. Can you say any more?
Okay, can you elaborate?
There's always an element of interaction. Sometimes even kind of unexpected things, people relate to something in a joke that you would never expect to, and then they kind of talk to you out loud, and that's what for me is the nice thing about comedy, that it can be absolutely different absolutely every single time. People relate to different things in the jokes, and people just want to chat to a friendly comedian face that's kind of making somebody laugh. So there's no interactive elements. I won't get people up on stage. I won't pick on people, but it's certainly that when you're having a good time, like if you're having a good time with your mates down the pub, then you'll kind of throw a bit back and you'll kind of want to interact. And that's kind of the energy I kind of want in the room, that everybody's having fun together.
Do you have any particular comedians that you model yourself on or look up to as inspiration?
So I find the funniest comedian I know is a guy called Chris Norton Walker, who will be at the Boathouse at 10 o'clock on Sunday. So I look to those kind of TV comedians that you see all the time. So it's kind of, if you look to the one-liner ones, there's Tim Barr and Jimmy Carr and Milton Jones and Gary Delaney. So I like those one-liner ones. I also kind of like the interactive ones as well. I watched a lot of Eddie Izzard growing up, but I'm not necessarily like him at all. But there is that sort of playful nature that's there.
Mm. And how helpful is it that comedy is such a popular medium at the moment? It goes through phases, but obviously there's a lot of well-known comedians on the television a lot, people playing big arenas. And does that help when it filters down to people coming through like you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if comedy wasn't as large as it is, then there wouldn't be festivals on, kind of regional festivals on, like the Cambridge Fringe. And it's just great that people can take a chance on people that they've maybe found online or found a funny poster of around the city. Kind of people can take a chance now, I think. And when people go out to those big arenas, you can't really feel that you're sort of part of the fun. It feels like a show. Whereas if you come along to some of the shows on Sunday, you can basically touch the comedians. Don't touch the comedians, but you'll kind of be within spitting distance of these comedians.
Don't spit at them either.
Get to know them a bit more and kind of interact with them, kind of make yourself part of their show and feel part of their show.
Yeah, yeah. Have you played Cambridge before?
Have I played Cambridge before? I play Cambridge most months, to be quite honest.
Okay.
There are lots of gigs around the city. There's some at Novi, some at the Tram Depot, there's some Wine Gums comedy as well. So, I'm constantly playing Cambridge, even some of the colleges as well.
Oh, okay. What's that like? Is there a difference? Because we think that the Cambridge colleges and universities is kind of in its own bubble. Is their comedy different? Does something different make them laugh? Slightly higher standard of joke?
Well, you'd like to think it was a higher standard of joke. I think what normally happens is because those people at the colleges will be 18, 19, 20, 21, it's just a different style of person. And they don't have any experience of relationships or life. Whereas other people on the outside will have experience of work and relationships. So it's just a different vibe within the colleges.
Yeah.
Like people often say that it's more PC. I don't really think it is more PC. I just think sometimes they have no idea about things. So sometimes they will stare at you going, I don't get this reference point. Mm. And you're just like, oh, yeah, you weren't born.
Yes.
Unfortunately now, before the year 2000, so you can't do any references to anything before that.
Yeah, that's quite depressing, really, isn't it? Cool. So
you can't think about it. Like,
no, I know.
You can't sit on stage going, oh, I don't know what to do now. All my points are, yeah.
I know. I guess it's a case of tailoring what you're doing to your audience as much as you can in advance. So tell us about the show, times, details of where people can get tickets or come along.
So my show is at 10 PM at the Boathouse for the Cambridge Fringe. If you search for Unexpected Item in the Gagging Area and Chris Norton Walker, you should be able to find references to that. If you find me on any social media, so you can search for Chris Norton Walker on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, there'll be information there.
Great.
And the show is a one-liner extravaganza filled with strange Facebook Marketplace signs.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for chatting to us, Chris. We appreciate it.
Sounds good. Lovely.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
Take care.
Cheers.
Bye. That's Chris Norton Walker, who's playing at the Boathouse on Sunday at 10 o'clock.
Now, I often look at Facebook Marketplace, so I think that would appeal to me, that show. Yeah. It's
you look at it for business purposes,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
A friend of mine is on it all the time. She's always buying and selling things on there, and some of the things are, very interesting. In fact, I could probably show you some pictures of some of the things that she sold recently that I can't talk about on the radio.